Panda Talks uses adult language and has adult themes. Viewer discretion is advised.
You have any fun banter for cold open?
I wish I had a joke. I walked into a bar. Which is a remote. I'm gonna turn this down so nobody can hear me.
It was already down.
I know, but I turn it to zero so there's not any question. What the hell? Who's texting me at 11 o'clock?
I'm guessing it's a family since I also got a text.
Can you believe it? It's semifinals. It's from TikTok.
Oh, I got a text message from a client that I'm supposed to see tomorrow. I should probably take this. Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Panda.
And I'm Brady.
And this is probably going to be a really solo episode, but Brady's here to tell some jokes and ask questions and keep me from rambling. But we are going to be talking about in bulk today because it is coming up next Tuesday. What's that face for?
My controller didn't do what I... It just had a mind of its own, sorry.
I thought you were mouthing the words, what the hell is in bulk? And I was going to be like, calm down. I'm literally here to tell everyone about it.
What the F word?
No, that's what I thought. But then I thought it was in regards to me. So, yeah, I thought this would be fun to go over like the...
Oh, wait. What the hell is in bulk?
Oh, thank you. I wasn't like trying to lead you and be like, ask what it is. That wasn't like a hint. I like legit thought you were...
No, I know. I just...
Oh. Saw a Futurama reference and you took it?
Yeah, what Futurama reference are
we talking about? What the hell is Kwanzaa?
Oh, yeah. What the hell is Kwanzaa?
One of my favorite quotes.
The Kwanzaa book.
Kwanzaa book. What the hell is
Kwanzaa?
yeah. I thought this would be fun to go over, like, the wheel of the year and the different Sabbaths that are practiced or observed or whatever you want to call it in... what's the word? I want to say in witchcraft, but I also don't want to say that.
Pagan?
Pagan holidays. That... Yeah, but I guess it would be because, like we discussed, pagan just means not Christian.
So, oh, yeah, that's right.
So, the old holidays.
It's like the Gentiles.
Is that what that means?
No, Gentiles, like, if you're reading the Bible, sorry to get Bible-y. If you're reading the Bible, it's anyone not Jewish.
Oh, okay.
Is a Gentile.
So that's funny. Just thinking about... Well, no, because... Well, yeah. So the Jewish were considered pagan because they don't believe in God. Is it God or Christianity? Shit, now I can't remember.
The Jewish believe in God, but they
don't... Oh, no, I mean pagan.
Oh, I don't know. Pagan believe.
Right, yo. So, I always feel bad. I don't feel like I should be a podcast host because I want to, like, do a lot of research and I want to be an expert in a field before I share the information. But the truth is, I'm learning. And so, I'm going to bring you on my learning journey with me. And you know what? One of the big things in witchcraft is that you're always learning and never take my word as gospel. Look it up for yourself. You might... What are these faces you're pulling? Am I doing something wrong?
No, I did something wrong. I'm sorry.
Gosh, I'm like, what's wrong? But anyway, so most of my information today is coming from just random bits I've seen off the internet. Instagram, a really great podcast that I recommend. At least the later seasons, I didn't care for the newer ones, just for personal reasons, but it's called Season of the Witch with Rowan Oak, and this guy, like, I listened to one episode, and I'm like, I want to be his best friend, like, he is so funny.
Is that his real name?
I don't think so.
Because isn't Rowan Oak a place?
Well, Rowan's a tree. I think his real name might be Rowan, like, is Rowan a oak? I know Rowan's a tree.
Rowan Oak is definitely a place.
Okay, well, Rowan's a tree. I know that much. And is, so is Oak. That's why I'm questioning if Rowan Oak
is a city in Virginia.
Okay, but like, just look up The Rowan tree.
Rowan?
Like yeah.
I don't know. I guess you wouldn't know how to spell it.
R-O-W-E-N.
Oh, now you spelled R-O-A-N.
R-O-A-N. I don't English.
Rowan is denoting an animal, especially a horse or cow, having a coat of mainly color. That's stupid. Mainly color thickly. Thickly is a color, apparently.
Apparently.
But, I'll try yours. Sorry, go ahead.
Did you type in tree?
Rowan.
Or just Rowan.
Funny story. Professor Rowan is on one of the Pokemon games.
And they're all named after trees.
Oh my gosh.
Aren't they?
I have no clue.
Well, because there's Professor Oak and, what's the new one?
Rowan.
Do you need help?
No, these are berries. Rowan University.
He's literally just talking about it. I re-listened to the M-Bulk episode in preparation.
I'll try it with an E.
For this. But, any hoozles. Listen to him. He is wildly funny. I really appreciate him. And this awesome book Brady bought me for Christmas. Could you not find it?
No, it's every typing of Rowan that I looked up didn't have anything to do with the tree. The one Rowan with the E-N, R-O-W-E-N, means the second sowing in the season for like harvest. But
he literally like was just talking about it, reading from his...
I wonder if I type in Rowan Oak. Sorry, you can continue.
Rowan Oak tree. Yeah. I pulled it up straight away.
Oh, there's Rowan Oak. Nope, that's Oxford. Okay, you give yours.
Okay, well, this is not part of it. Look up Season of the Witch with Rowan Oak. He's great. Anyways, and then the other part of this I got is from this book Brady bought me for Christmas. It's called The Complete Grimoire. It's by Lydia Parados. She's from Spain, so that's probably not how you pronounce it. But funny story, I actually like have been following this girl on Instagram called like Witchy Tips or something to that effect. Wiccan Tips. And I followed her for years because I just thought she was like really informative, really like fun and easy to understand. And then I got this book and she's actually the person behind Wiccan Tips. So that was pretty cool. So it made this book was really easy to understand and fun, and it had great visuals. It's a really beautiful book. So Imbolc is actually not the first holiday of the year. That would be Yule, but I for some reason didn't even think to do an episode on Yule this Christmas, so we'll just do it out of order. It's fine. You know, what the hell, we're all learning and this is just for fun. So
right.
What the hell's a sabbat, you might be asking? Well, it's just the holidays of holy days, because that's what sabbat means, right? Like a holy day. I don't know the exact definition.
Sabbath?
Sabbat.
I just think sabbat, Chris Sabbat, but that's the only the dude that does Vegeta's voice.
And Zorro, don't forget Zorro.
And Zorro.
My boy. And All Might.
And All Might.
And All Might. I'm stalling for time. A day of religious observation. And abstinence from work. But I mean, it's not that strict that you can't work. It's just like observation days of like holidays. So, yeah, there are 8 Sabbath days in the wheel of the year. You have 4 major ones. You have the equinoxes and the solstices. And then I found out today that solstice actually means, it appears that the sun isn't moving in the sky. Mm-hmm. But the solstice are the days when like the the days are equal, and then after that either the nights are going to get longer or the days are going to get longer depending on, you know, what time of the year it is. And then a lot of these holidays are northern, they follow the calendar, you know, because this is how ancient people, like, tracked, you know, before calendars were a thing, this is how they tracked the seasons, the year, you know, what was coming. So a lot of these are just more seasonal, so it's like, oh, between these days. Others, like, in bulk, like, is always February 1st. Well, it's celebrated, like, between, like, end of January into February, but it's just kind of recognized on the 1st of February. And then, because this is all, like, Northern Hemisphere stuff, if you're someone practicing in the Southern Hemisphere, you just flip the calendar because, you know, our summer is their winter and vice versa. So, like, right now, Australia's, like,
summer.
It's summer there. And they're celebrating I don't know how to pronounce it. I think. I think that's the opposite one. I can't find it currently. So, but anyways, they're celebrating something different. So that's just an interesting tidbit. Am I rambling? Am I making sense? Is this boring for anyone?
It makes sense.
Are you, do you have any input you want to put? Something fun?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. So the first official, so you have the two equinoxes and the two solstices, and then those are the major holidays, and then in between all those holidays you'll have a lesser holiday. So it kind of every other's lesser, greater, lesser, greater, lesser, greater. So like Yule will be your first lesser. That can't be right. It says it's a lesser holiday, but it's the winter solstice. So I must be off my rocker and gotten something wrong. But it does go in that order of major holiday, lesser holiday. Imbolc is the first greater holiday. It is the first fire festival, and it is on, in the Northern Hemisphere, February 1st. But in the Southern Hemisphere, it is August 1st.
Is there a reason why that is?
Yes, because it is
the summer
Imbolc is the first fire festival. I'm going to get into like what it means and everything. Basically, it's the beginning of spring.
Okay.
So, it is not the beginning of spring in the Southern Hemisphere right now. All right, so let's get into, now that we've covered kind of like what the holidays are. Holidays? We can call them holidays, why not? Let's get into Imbolc and what that's all about. So, it is, it's the first fire festival celebration. I guess like a really, really stupid way that might piss some people off, to like relate this to like nowadays holidays or whatever, is this is kind of like the pagan, I want to say it's like the pagan Groundhog's Day. Except for it doesn't, like, it's not, like, oh, if this happens, winter's this far away, or, you know, gonna last this much longer, and spring's this far away. Like, it is this first sign of spring coming. It is, the first sign of hope. I mean, we just made it through winter, the lambs and cows are getting pregnant, and now they're producing milk, so we can stop living off food storage. And start making things like cheese and have like milk and like, what a great, like, can you even imagine? Like, I've been trying to eat more seasonally just to kind of like, I don't know, our environment's really effed up and part of it's because we don't eat seasonally. So I've been trying to eat more seasonally just to kind of help out, but you know what?
What does that mean exactly?
So like tomatoes don't grow year round. So to eat seasonally means you eat what's in season.
Oh, okay.
So right now, but here's the problem. Like, part of me is like, I should appreciate the fact that I live in the 21st century and I can get tomatoes year round because like right now, literally all we can eat is like freaking like potatoes and like, I love potatoes, but like,
yeah.
And like winter squash and just like there's nothing, like there's no good fruits and veggies in the winter. Like, I know that sounds stupid to say, but like, to actually think about it and like how people literally like they had to live off like grains and like preserved meat and like they couldn't keep milk year round. So now milk's happening. The ewes are getting pregnant. Ewes, is that a baby sheep or is that a female sheep?
I want to say it's female, but I don't
know. All right, the lambs are getting pregnant. There we go. Like,
excuse me.
So they're producing milk. And the cows, you know, like, now you can have, like, fresh milk and make cheese. Like that's, you know, amazing. That was, like, such a big deal. So that's kind of what In Bulk is about. It's the arrival of spring. It's almost here. You know, you hear spring cleaning. This was a time to open your windows and clean out your house. And finally, like, as I mean, it was winter. You just hunkered down in your house with your family and possibly your livestock. Just, like, depending on, like, how your situation was. But, yeah, it was common for people to, like, have livestock in their house. Like, I hear story of my dad who had to, like, literally sleep in a barn making sure his calf didn't die in the winter. Like, you know, so spring cleaning is also a big thing right now. And, you know, get rid of all the old winter. It's time to start anew. Get ready for the new year, basically, even though it's.
Mm-hmm.
So it celebrates or it has something to do. I'm not quite sure. I hear it get brought up a lot. But I, like, no one's yet to explain to me what she has to do with it, but it's, like, St. Bridget's holiday. So, who St. Bridget was, is, she's a Celtic goddess that when, the heathens in Ireland, like, went out there, they believed in their goddess Bridget, who was actually three sisters combined into one person. So, that's a thing. Also not really explained. I should look more into that. Probably should have before this episode, but I'm a dumbass and didn't. But, yeah, so she's, they wouldn't stop believing in their goddess. So in order to convert everyone, they, the Christians made her into a saint. So Saint Bridget, that's where that comes from, is she's actually a Celtic goddess. And then, like I said, she gets, that was our furnace, we apologize. anyway, yeah, so, this is also, like, known as, like, St. Bridget's holiday. I should really look more into her, because that's crazy. It is sacred to the Celtic triple goddess Bridget. She is the bringer of civilization, spring, healing, and fertility. She is the patroness of smithcraft and poetry. She is commonly represented along with her two sisters to emphasize her triple aspect. Christians assimilated some elements of Bridget, the goddess, into Saint Bridget. So there's a better explanation. Still don't really know how she's, like, tied to this. Just, like, it's just her holiday. She's just there. But yeah, keeping up so far. This is boring.
It's fine.
Just fine.
Just fine.
How can I make it excellent?
I don't know. I don't really. I just want to do witchcraft. I don't want to learn about it. I'm an American.
So you're just wanting to get to the nitty gritty. And how do we celebrate it? What do we do? What's the point of all this? Is that what you're saying?
No.
No?
But okay.
So it's like I said, it's a fire festival. So some places in England or UK? I'm just going to say UK. That whole little, I'm an arrogant piece of shit. I don't fucking know. And apparently there's like Ireland and Northern Ireland. And I didn't know about this either. We're American. They don't teach a shit about the rest of the world. Like, I need to look into it. I know I do, but, like,
yeah,
I have learned about, like, the IRA and Northern Ireland a little bit, but like honestly, I'm like, I can't fucking keep this straight. But
well, I get confused because I know there's a one way to say it right and one way that's wrong. You can say like British or English, and I'm pretty sure it's English. I don't think it's British, but I don't.
All right, well, that whole part of the world right there, the little group, they'll still celebrate a lot of these fire festivals. And so, yeah, it was celebrated with a bonfire, which is fun. I can get behind that. I would love to, when we someday get a house, I'd love to, like, actually do bonfires on these festivals, you know, and bonfires on full moons. Like, I'm hoping to have not a lot of property, but at least enough property that, like, I could do a fire without getting anyone called on me. Because I love bonfires. What's not to love about them? So let's learn a little bit about, we've learned about Imbolc. It's, the time of spring. Spring's coming. One thing Rowan says that he likes to do to honor Imbolc is to do what he calls a scavenger hunt, where he goes on a walk and looks for signs of spring. So he looks for different, like, flowers blooming. He looks for, like, you know, just like, oh, the grass is actually green and not muddy brown. You know, things like that. Let's learn a little bit about, like, what kind of crystals, like, what colors do we associate with Imbolc? So if anyone has an altar and wants to decorate it, use some of these herbs, scents, crystals, whatever, this fits for you. And if not, like, hey, maybe you're just interested in this. So let's start with colors. Associated with this, white represents the melting snow and the milk from the ewes. Red represents sun and fire that are celebrating during Imbolc. Green and pink just to symbolize like flowers and grass. Well, don't know why I couldn't think of what the fuck grass was, but I couldn't.
You know, green pointies. That's what we called it growing up.
Green pointies. let's go with crystals. Amethyst, bloodstone, red garnet, moonstone, one of my favorites, love moonstone, clear quartz, onyx, peridot, ruby, turquoise. Some herbs to use in any practice this year would be ginger, blackberries, that's not an herb, but it's on my list, bay, basil, chamomile. And, yeah, I can't read this word all of a sudden. Angelica? What the fuck?
Angelica from Rugrats.
Is that a flower? Anyway.
I don't know.
I pre-read this, but it's not making sense to me now. Don't ask why. You know why. But, coltsfoot, myrrh, heather. Flowers would be violet, irises, snowdrops. All white flowers. Then incense would be myrrh, frankincense, jasmine, and cinnamon. I feel like I'm breathing so heavy. Is this annoying for anyone but me? Sorry. Animals associated with this holiday would be, or the Sabbath, would be all burrowing animals, bear, deer, groundhogs, lamb, and sheep. Trees would be birch, evergreen, willow. Shout out to last week's episode with Tyler, where we went over the different properties of wood. So there's your magical trees to go with Imbolc. Okay, so birch properties. This will just be fun if anyone has like a birch wand out there. the properties would be rebirth, new beginnings, and growth. It is a sacred tree within the mythology of the Celts and is thought to have very protective influences. Evergreen would symbolize immortality and eternal life because they retain their leaves throughout the winter, and that's also true, and that's why evergreen, like, wreaths are, scratch that, I got it mixed up. The trees are brought in just to symbolize, like, hey, look, even though it's the dead of winter, life's still happening. Except I don't think pagans actually brought in the trees into their house. I think they just decorated it outside, if I'm remembering correctly. But evergreen wreaths were made and put on the doors to keep out evil spirits because of the needles. So, fun fact, not this holiday, but... And as for willows, Native Americans have always had a strong connection with nature. The willow tree was often said to bring good luck. It was common for them to tie willow branches to their boats to protect them from bad weather and to their homes to protect the Great Spirit. Is willow strictly an American tree? Because they got the whomping willow. Yeah, in Hogwarts, but if it this says Native Americans, has profound wisdom to offer, which humans really appreciate or rarely appreciate. It is deeply mythical and in tune with the music of the waters and all around the globe. Okay, all around the globe. So hopefully that was a good enough explanation, because that kind of went, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't want to downplay that, like, this is what the Native Americans said. It threw me for a loop, is all I'm saying. Mainly because I'm just a freaking dumbass. I will say, and I don't know if it was just because of the influence I got from Season of the Witch with Rowan Oak, but this is one that I'm like, I feel like I could definitely do this one solo. But like I said, that's probably just because I listened to Rowan do his episode, and I could never be as good as him, but yeah. Let's go into, how are you going to decorate? Well, we already went into like decorating your
witchcraft tree,
your altar.
Yeah.
But one thing you could put on your altar is a Bridget's cross. Rowan described this as looking like a compass or slightly like a swastika, which was unfair, and I agree. The swastika was a symbol that meant good luck.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Nazis took it, and now we forever associate it with evil. But it is, I wouldn't say it's necessarily like a swastika. It does have those geometrical, like the square, and then four little pointies sticking out of it. But you could make a Bridget's cross. Some say that making one of these will bring good luck and the blessings of Bridget into your home. You can make it out of the thing I have says make it out of wheat straws. But as I was like looking this up on Pinterest, like some people did it with like paper, which was really interesting. It looks like they wrote like their intentions on it and then braided it. I've seen some out of pipe cleaner. This other one looks like it's made out of like some ropey material. So yeah, I mean, I really think that this, spirituality in general, it really is like so personal. So do what you want this holiday. Like, this is just a guide. These are ideas. Here's some things you can incorporate. But so if you want to make a Bridget's cross, do whatever you want to do. Make it your own. But yeah. Brady, you said you wanted to go into some fun activities that you could do for in bulk. That's what you are more wanting, less decorations and more activities.
Yeah.
I can't remember. All right, so let's celebrate in bulk. Like I said, spring cleaning is a good way to celebrate this time of year. Cleaning your home and getting rid of what is no longer needed is a perfect way to prepare to receive the blessings of the upcoming year.
Hey, you did that.
I cleaned. I really do want to get, like, I've been wanting to do this for freaking ever, though. But I do want to sit down and, like, just reorganize a bunch of shit, like my pantries. Listen, like, the state of your house does, like, have a lot to do with your mental health. And I believe it, because my pantries are just a shithole. And it just, like, gosh, I'm so depressed about it. Like, I just look in there and I just get so defeated. And I need to sit down and fix it. But you don't do shit with kids. Let's just get that straight. You have kids and, but yeah, I actually did really good with getting on top of my house this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping to keep it clean. And by keeping it clean, I just have to tidy. And I'm like, maybe if this is my chance to, like, I'll be able to get on top of the deep cleaning. Because, like, we got freaking mold growing and I need to sit down and really, like, deep clean it. But it's something that, like, I'm oversharing. I'm going to move on. But yes, I would love to deep clean, which sucks because I just need someone to take my kids. Anyways, practice divination. I feel like, I honestly feel like divination's something you should, like, you're told, do this on this holiday. It's a good time. Every full moon is a good time to do divination. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about divination. Like, I love my tarot cards, but I don't necessarily need to see my future. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that. But this one in particular, try fire scrying or water scrying. Water scrying using melting snow. So what scrying is you look into a reflective surface and then kind of, like, write down what you see. The most common form, or most known form, I should say, is looking into a crystal ball.
Okay.
All right. Light candles in every room of your home after sunsets to honor the death and rebirth of the sun. Visit a river. Go to a nearby river or spring. This one I will not do. And this one really speaks volumes to the fact that this woman lives by the Mediterranean Sea. Because she says to go to a nearby river and let the flowing waters cleanse you as Mother Nature imbues and invigorates you with her sacred energy. And I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I will get hypothermia and die if I go into a river at this moment. Like, you can go do that because your life is awesome and you live in Spain. My life sucks and I live in the cold mountains of Utah where I'm miserable, so... all right, cool. Create talismans. So that's like the Bridget's cross, corn dolls. What are they called? Like a husk doll?
That seems right. I don't know.
They have a certain name. I'm going to look this up. I'm sorry. Rowan called them poppets. Which is, and he said it's not necessarily, oh, this is just saying it's a Bridget's doll, but it's, like, made out of corn husks, which Rowan, like, I've heard this too, but he's like, why the hell are they always, like, making dolls out of corn husks? But this can bring, it represents the bride of spring. It's often made from, this is saying it's made from a bunch of other things, but I've heard that it's made from corn husks, and to put one on your altar is a great way to celebrate and view in bulk. Maybe I'll try making one this year. I would like to start a garden this year, and corn is one of the things I'd like to try, mostly because I want to make tamales. I'm gonna try and make tamales this year. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, maybe I'll save a few of the corn husks, dry them out, and try a corn dolly. For once, Rowan was saying on his podcast that they're called poppets, and it's like, it's similar but not the same as a voodoo doll. So, but he didn't really go into detail more than that. Make cheese, because that is what people during this time of year would do. They'd make cheese. They'd start the preserving process, you know, for next winter. So, yeah, make cheese. We got a buddy that makes cheese. Maybe we should call him up. Have a cheese making night with him. That would be fun. He can teach us how to make cheese and we could I don't know. Let's just like have a charcuterie night, you know? Let's just enjoy some cheese. Cheese is great. Who doesn't love cheese?
I don't know.
You don't know, my sister?
Lactose intolerant people?
Oh, that is me, but I still enjoy cheese. You know, all lactose intolerant people enjoy cheese. And that's true, because I don't know why. Something about being told you can't eat this.
Okay. It's forbidden.
It's forbidden. I want to eat it. Another great in bulk, I want to say practice, but I guess it'd just be like a tradition? Activity to do would be plant seeds. Like, obviously now is the time to start planting your seeds, getting ready for spring. Out here in Utah, we got to wait a few more months, but you can start your indoor nursery now. So by the time it is warm enough, you can start planting. Look into like what your seeds, like what you want in your garden and when to start planting them. But yeah, plant seeds with your manifestation. Plant those and then you can watch your manifestations grow. You could also just enjoy seeds. I want to get into my kitchen book, Wicket in the Kitchen by Scott Cunningham. And he states that I guess that's nuts. Shit, I just confused the two. I was going to say, all nuts are like great for psychic awareness and money. But now I'm just like making an ass of myself. So seeds, you can also just enjoy seeds as far as like eating them. You know, put them on a salad, eat them raw. We still got a fuck ton of pine nuts left. Like, I'm going to be making freaking fresh pesto, because nothing's better than fresh pesto. Oh, fresh pesto on toast? Oh, delish. We need to get some basil. Maybe that would be a great in bulk meal we could serve, is fresh basil, because it has fresh pesto because it has basil and pine nuts in it. But yeah, eat the nuts and think about the upcoming year. Think about your intentions and your manifestations, what you want to achieve. Just enjoy some nuts, sunflower seeds, pine nuts, chia seeds. Oh, I love me a good chia seed. Like, in smoothies and what are those things called? It's like overnight oats, but it's not overnight oats. Overnight smoothies? I don't know. Alright, I'm making an ass out of myself. Let's wrap this.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, two more things. I got two more things for you. This book suggests what she likes to do for an in-bulk activity is, it's an in-bulk recipe. She likes to make her own kefir. My grandmother makes her own kefir, and she's quite hella proud of it. So maybe I'll make some kefir this year. Sounds fun, and it's great for your digestion, which I could freaking use a little bit more of that in my life. So you need 2 tablespoons of kefir seed, 3 cups of, well, she suggests whole goat's milk, but I'm sure any type of milk will do. Whole milk, whole lactose. Do they have whole lactate or just like, I don't know how lactate works, but maybe use coconut milk. Do whatever you want. Sugar or honey, and then poppy seed. Oh, poppy seed's another like great observation for in bulk, because, you know, poppy flowers are one of the first, I'm pretty sure, I should fact check this, but I'm pretty sure like tulips are one of the first flowers of spring. But place the kefir seeds in the milk in a clean glass jar. It should be 2/3 full. If the TV would stop changing colors, that'd be great.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Leave room for air so the kefir can breathe. Close the jar and leave it at room temperature to ferment for 8 hours. Strain the mixture to separate the kefir from the milk and drink. If it's too sour, you can add some sugar or honey. Add poppy seeds for an extra in-bulk touch. Rinse the kefir seeds with warm water, and they are ready to be used again. So I definitely will probably reach out to my grandma and see if she has spare kefir seeds for me to use. But I'm looking forward to making some kefir. I quite enjoy a good kefir. And Rowan, if I could share with him, or share, God damn it, I can't think. Sorry. All right, well, fun fact, I thought I had written down the fire seed spell. Apparently I didn't, so I went to just re-listen to it. And it was a lot longer than I remembered. And I was like, well, I'll finish listening to it, give you a TLDR. And I'm not in the mental state to remember all the freaking instructions. So I'm just going to link Rowan's episode. Just go listen to it. It's fabulous. It's the bonus spell at the end. And honestly, he can explain Imbolc better than I can, but I hope you enjoyed my rendition of it. Because I had a lot of fun talking about it, even if I don't feel like I'm a complete expert and I know everything about Imbolc or witchcraft or sabbats or anything. Like I said, this is a learning journey for me, and I am just bringing you along on my journey. And yeah, have a happy Imbolc this year. I'm tempted to try and give a really, really, really shortened version of his fire seed spell, but I don't think I can. I don't think I could do it justice. But basically, it's just a good way to like break a habit or set a new intention for the year. So if you're interested, I'll link his episode. Go check it out. I think you would enjoy it. I had a pen at one point this evening, and I have seemed to lost it. Lost it? Oh, not doing too hot, am I? Okay, I was sitting on it. Well, blessed Imbolc, everyone. If you celebrate it, what do you plan on doing? Reach out to me, let me know. How you celebrate Imbolc. I will probably be making kefir.
Sutherland.
And like I said, I didn't do a garden last year for hopes of moving out, but I'm going to do a garden this year, so hopefully I'll be planting seeds and setting my intention in the seeds.
I'll help you. I will help. I wanted to do one last year, did not.
Yeah, we'll do it together. We have a limited space, which is kind of sad, but I do plan on, like, I want a big garden this year. I want to do my sunflowers again. I want to get serious about collecting the seeds. My initial intention was to make sunflower oil, but even just to have the seeds in general, would be nice. But yeah, sunflowers are always a must, but I want to do, like, potatoes, onions, tomatoes, lettuce, peppers, corn. I've always wanted an herb garden or a tea garden. I did buy some seeds already, but this is things we can go over later. Brady, before we get to this Mad Libs, thoughts on Imbolc? Any questions, comments, concerns, jokes?
No. It all kind of went over my head. I'm going to be honest. Like, you read it, and I'm like, sounds interesting, but at the same time, like, I don't, not really for me. Little bit of information for the McCade that's listening.
Well, I think he said he was interested in, I think he wanted more folklore or wives' tales versus, like, full-on witchcraft, but I don't know. McCade, did you enjoy this episode? Let me know. Roast me.
Well, I was gonna tell him I've been thinking about doing a tarot, like learning from Amanda how to do one. I don't know, maybe McCade would want to. I don't know, maybe buy his own tarot cards and I don't know. If you wanna do that, I'm gonna try it. You can get in touch with Amanda to see if, 'cause she kinda told me where to start. So I don't know if you want to. If you don't worry about it.
I'll leave. So Inger's doing this new fun thing. I was just going to leave a question on the episode about, like, how did you celebrate Imbolc this year? But I'll see if I can leave two questions. And if not, I'll be sure to leave it on the next episode of, like, maybe I'll start doing that from here forward. Like, episode suggestions. You know, I'm up for suggestions. I do have, like, a couple ideas in mind. But, Yeah, it's always fun to explore what other people, what they'd like to hear. Mostly McCade, because I think he's our audience. But there's a few others out there.
Yeah, there's Bucket Listens. And we need to make a way for people to get in touch with you so they can actually... Did you make a Twitter or anything?
Well, you see, I had all the social medias, but then I got really self-conscious because your sister started following me on Instagram, and I didn't want your sister listening to the podcast. So I just stopped. I wasn't good with Twitter. I hate Facebook. I was mainly just going through Instagram. And like I said, you can reach out through Anchor. If you go to anchor.fm and type in Panda Talks. Our brother-in-law, Mike, shout out Mike. I doubt he listens anymore. But he's like, he rated us on Anchor.
That was nice of him.
That was nice of him. If anyone wants to rate us, I'm sure we'll help others find the podcast. But, I mean, I don't give a shit. Do what you want. But, Brady, any other thoughts on Imbolc before we... I just wanted to give you the floor.
Not for me, dog.
Not for you.
I don't have any thoughts.
So I guess it's kind of... Like, I said it was the pagan Groundhog's Day, but I guess it's kind of the Groundhog's Day and the New Year combined, because it is all about, like, spring cleaning and New Year's resolutions, not New Year's resolutions, but just, like, yeah, resolutions, like, with the I basically just talked to myself in a circle. I'm impaired at the moment. Okay, Brady, I'm a dumbass, because... I made you print off all these Mad Lib sheets so I could just have them prepared.
Well, they didn't print right.
Well, what I was getting at, sorry, I had a burp, so I stopped. But I keep just making them, and I don't think they're as good. But I made one tonight, and I think it's only be good if I really commit to and sing it. But this took a lot of brain power to do. And like I said, I'm impaired, so I don't know if I can... This could be a hit or a miss. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And I'm also very afraid... it's another song. I'm also very afraid, just with one lyric down here, that you'll get what I'm... What song it is. Mm-hmm. Not that it's like... It has to be a big secret, but I just don't want you to be like, oh, I know what song it is, and then that influences your choices, you know?
Okay.
Okay?
I won't try to pick up on the song, I'll just go with the flow.
Okay. So like I said, it's going to take a lot of brain power from me. Give me a verb ending in ing.
Farting.
Okay, this has a lot of repeat lyrics, so this is going to be said at least a couple times. Give me a name.
Ursula.
Because you're literally looking at Ursula right now.
No, maybe.
All right, give me another name. I'm going to need quite a few names.
Like, boy names or girl names, does it matter?
I mean, I wrote genders, but, you know, who cares?
Brady.
Okay, and then one more name. This will be the last name for a while, but I will ask for more.
Mark.
Okay, give me a noun. Can't think what a noun is.
I know what a noun is. Person, place, or thing.
Oh, okay.
School.
Let's... that's not going to make sense, but it's okay. I have to just call myself out from 2 weeks ago. And I was re-listening to that episode. It was talking about nouns and how I'm like, well, sometimes it's stupid because person, place, or thing. And we'll say George Washington. And then it'll be like, I went to the George Washington. It makes no sense. that's when it really clicked for me, because we went over common nouns and proper nouns. So common nouns are generalizations, whereas a proper noun is a George Washington. George Washington's a proper noun. It's a specific person, right? So like school is a good common noun. So I think when we play, because I was like, oh, well, it doesn't specify if it's a common noun or a proper noun, so just use whatever, I guess. After rethinking it, I think we're supposed to use common nouns. So even though I do love George Washington, and it's a great noun, I think it's not proper because it's, or not, that wasn't the right word.
Applicable?
Yes, because it is a proper noun, not a common noun. Does that make sense? Am I talking out of my ass right now?
I mean, it makes sense, but I might forget.
No, that's fine. I felt like a freaking dumbass re-listening to that. So I was like, it makes sense. And I'm over there. I think I was just hung up on the damn adverbs. Even though we did the nouns before adverbs. Like, I've just been hung up on the adverbs. I still don't know what the fucking adverb is. It's a descriptive verb. But in that case, wouldn't it just be an adjective? I don't know. No one's yet to reach out and text me about what an adverb is. So, right. Okay, cool.
Excuse me.
Wow, look at you. All right, what's next? Noun.
Lamborghini.
Oh, shit. All right, give me a place.
The mall.
Okay. Well, wait, I gotta write that one down a couple times. It's, okay. How chunky was really adjective heavy. I'll say this one's very noun heavy, so I'm gonna need another noun.
Catwoman.
Okay. I really hope I'm not messing this up. Like I said, it takes a lot of brain power. Body part, plural.
Butt cheeks. Is that a good one?
Yeah. Verb.
Punch.
Noun. I debated on this one if I should have put noun or title, and then I googled what it was, and it said it was a noun, but think like a noun title. I don't know if that's too giving, but...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Alright, just go with a noun.
Mister? Is that what you're thinking of?
Alright, give me an animal.
A tiger.
Give me a letter.
X.
Oh, wait. Okay, sorry, I messed that up. No, I'm good. Noun?
Black cat. From Spider-Man, not an animal.
Verb?
Jump.
Noun?
I don't know, a t-shirt? I'm running out of stuff here.
I told you it's noun heavy, I'm sorry. I changed it to just shirt, and I hope that's okay just to make it a little bit more... You'll see. Noun.
Batman.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna love this. Adjective.
Moist.
Name?
Bart.
This next one, I tuned it, I googled it, it said it was a noun, so I just made it as a noun, but I thought about leaving it. Do you want to give me another noun?
The Batmobile.
Name?
Woody. My stomach is making crazy noises. We just had Taco Bell.
It was a bad idea.
For you, I enjoyed it.
Verb ending in ing.
Fucking.
You've been waiting to use that.
No, I haven't.
Name?
Rodney?
You didn't want to use McCade or Bucket or Tyler once.
I know, because I had a bad experience.
All right, another verb ending in ing.
Cooking.
You're going to be kicking yourself in a second.
Probably.
Verb?
Burp?
Would cooking be a noun?
I thought you said verb.
Well, I know, but now that I'm looking back, because you did cooking as a noun.
Did I? I thought it was a verb. What am I thinking?
I can't. I might have preemptively. I'm going to. Damn it. I might have fucked this whole thing up. Oh, it is. Okay, sorry. Cooking's a noun. So give me another noun ending in ing. Or actually, no. Just give me another verb ending in ing.
All right. Farting?
No, wait.
What's going on?
I'm confusing myself. Just give me a verb.
Verb.
You already did fart.
Yeah.
Do you need a second?
No. Oh, I thought you meant, like, I said fart, so you're writing it down.
No, you've already done fart. At the beginning.
Blast. We're going to use that as a verb.
Why not? Okay, I think this is only going to get the justice it deserves. This is either going to be really cringy or really fantastic. I don't know. I need to just go full out. I just don't know, like, if I can read it cohesively. Yo, dino, farting, don't give it up, Ursula, farting, don't give it up, Brady, farting, don't give it up, Mark, farting, don't give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it, yo, here's how the school goes, we find out, got a Lamborghini in the mall, there's no doubt, the Catwoman who's, butt cheeks on it, he'll punch, I'll be Mister of the Catwoman, I'm gonna be Mister. Dino, uh-oh. His name is Ursula. That's Tiger X Ursula. He's gonna be Mr. of the Catwoman. He's made a black cat. How did that happen? Yo, ho, ho, he took a jump of shirt. Dino, his name's Brady. He's just like a Batman and L-A-D-Y Mark. He's not moist. Bart is doing his Batmobile thing. Woody's fucking. Rodney's. Fuck, I wrote it down. Rodney's cooking. Dino. Set blast for one piece. It's the name of the Lamborghini in the mall. Dino. Set sail for one piece. And you're not in a good mood because you did not laugh once and I feel like a fucking dumbass now.
I just think it's funny because you're like, I gotta sing it. And I was just like, trying to keep up with, but there was so much happening in
there. No, it was so much happening, but I just felt like it needed to be sung because it's such a great song.
I know, I was trying to keep up with everything that was happening. I was like, holy, wait, what?
We'll do it again slowly. Yo, dino, farting, don't give it up, Ursula, farting, don't give it up, Brady, farting, don't give it up, Mark, farting, don't give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it yo. Here's how the school goes. We find out about a Lamborghini in the mall. There's no doubt. The Catwoman whose butt cheeks on it, he'll punch. I'll be Mister of the Catwoman. I'm going to be Mister. Dino, Dino, Dino. Uh-oh. His name is Ursula. That's Tiger X Ursula. That's where I thought for sure you'd know what I was doing. He's going to be Black Cat. Or he's going to be Mister of the Catwoman. He's made a Black Cat. How did that happen? Yo ho ho, he took a jump of shirt. Dino, Dino, his name is Brady. He's just like a Batman. And LADY Mark's not shy. Bart is doing his Batmobile thing. Woody's fucking. Rodney is cooking. Dino, Dino, set blast for One Piece. It's the name of the Lamborghini in the mall. Set sell for One Piece. Yeah, and you're giving me your stupid little chuckles that you don't even like. Remember the other day when you were laughing so hard you were crying?
Yeah.
That's what I want again. Damn it, I knew we should have done this first.
You should have, probably.
Probably, because then you'd not make me feel like a dumbass.
I'm not meaning to make you feel like, I love you.
I know, but you make me feel like a dumbass. You never laugh at me.
I laughed at you.
You never laugh at anyone. You just...
That's funny.
That's funny. That's you. You're the that's funny guy.
That's my kid's boss still.
All right. Well...
That's funny.
Thanks everyone for joining us for In Bulk and our... what I thought was going to be a great Mad Libs, but now I feel like it was the dumbest fucking thing and I'll probably just delete it because...
Why would you delete it?
I feel like it was just cringy that I went out and sang the full One Piece song. But I thought it'd be great.
I had a good time.
Did you? Yeah. With your... Now you're just trying. Now you're just pushing it.
No, I'm not.
I have to laugh super hard to make her feel good about herself.
No, if I want to make you feel good about yourself, I'd say, that was so good.
No, because that's really condescending.
I would never have thought of that.
I'm probably going to go pass out now. Any last words for the podcast before we end it?
No.
Go check out Season of the Witch with Roanoke for a better explanation on In Bulk, but...
I don't know if McKenna liked it. I didn't like the guy's voice. I'm not going to lie. But loved it, but
he was reading from this... The list part you listened to was him reading from a book, so it wasn't him talking. If I got anything wrong about In Bulk, as... I can't remember what Rowan says. It's something really clever, but it's something like, educate me, but don't harass me. But he says it like it rhymes. Enlighten.
Educate me, but don't berate me. I don't know.
Wasn't that, but basically, yeah. Like, just politely say, hey, by the way, it's this. Don't attack me. And say, hey, fuckface. You're a stupid idiot and you shouldn't be doing a podcast. Like, anyways.
Well, somebody say that. Freaking go to hell if that's how you feel.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. I have some really fun episodes planned out. Brady is now releasing on YouTube again, and I bet if you all help me pressure him, he'll be consistent with it. So go over there and give him some love.
I was actually going to put up, or at least edit my second return episode, because we recorded two right off the bat.
Did we? I thought we just did the one.
No, we did two. So I have one more to edit. We were kind of wondering, because I didn't know how it was going to let me do it, if it was going to let me do a full hour. Because I want to say when I started, they only let you have a certain... I can't remember if it was a time limit thing or a size thing, but now that my videos are... My computer's a lot better, so I'm recording in full HD, 60 frames a second. So the videos are huge. And I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to go for this. And I did... Well, I did two episodes. And the one episode, I think, was like 9 gigs, which isn't crazy. But at the same time, I'm like... On my old computer, I literally had to, like, every time I recorded, I had to delete stuff to get it going. Because I'm like, oh, I'm going to run out of the room real quick. But with this one, I don't, like, I'll have to worry about it eventually. But That was all one long story to just say I can put out at least hour-long episodes, because that's what I just put out was 1 hour-long episode. Maybe I'll have 2 up by the time this comes out. What's today?
Tuesday.
Oh my gosh. I was so confused. I looked at my watch and it said TU and I'm like, it's not Thursday.
Well,
stupid.
If you like, what the fuck?
You had a bowl in your throat. I heard that.
If you like what you hear here, God, this podcast is going to shit. Or it's really fun. I don't know.
Hear, hear.
If you like what you hear here, go check out the YouTube, because it's just more of this, but with visuals. And we played Crash Bandicoot. But, you know, maybe one day we'll play, like, Tractor Simulator and Brady will do dumb shit.
We played Banjo-Kazooie.
What did I say?
Crash Bandicoot?
Oh, we need to play Crash Bandicoot. We play Banjo-Kazooie, but maybe one day we'll play, like, Tractor Simulator and then Brady can do, like, stupid shit. Then I can actually talk about it instead of just go, like, dude, what the fuck? I try not to reference this because it's probably frustrating to people who can't see.
Tell you what, make you a deal right now.
Make me a deal. I want to play Truck Simulator, and I want to drive past our house and see if the egg farm's there.
I can buy it.
Ugh, on... how much?
It was on sale on Steam the other day for $5.
Oh, shit. Yeah, buy it.
So I'll have to add it to my wish list, so they'll let me know when it's on sale. But all right. Next time we record our podcast, I'll record Truck Simulator, because right now I'm playing
Disney Dreamlight Valley. We'll talk about that later. I've been Panda.
And I've been Brady.
We can't wait to talk to you next time.
And we love you.
See you on the YouTubes.